That's on air now. Good afternoon, folks. It's John Johnson back again on Radio Edutalk. Still at the Acts Scotland conference in Stirling. It's getting towards the end of the day, and I've got Angela Gardner here from Informed Scotland. I pronounced that the wrong way a few times today, so Informed Scotland. Angela, could you maybe tell us a wee bit about Informed Scotland, and then maybe we'll move on to the conference and what you think of it today?
Yes, Informed Scotland, published by AJ Enterprises, which is a small public affairs consultancy based in Edinburgh, been running for about 19 years. The Informed Scotland is a monthly digest of what's happening in learning, skills, education. It covers from early years right through to adult community education, from schools, further and higher education, and learning within business. So it looks at the context of that, what's happening in career education, career guidance, information about the economy, how that's affecting jobs, issues, hot topics. Over the last few issues have included youth employment and unemployment, employability skills, relevant to today, teacher education, development, professional development, very hot topic all the time. The publication was first issued in May last year, and it's still very early days, but it's available on subscription. It's an electronic publication. It's sent out by email. It's not a hard copy, and it works best when you see it on screen, because the idea is to provide people with links straight to the source material. It's not somebody said that it was could this rival TESS? Absolutely not. Although that sounds very flattering, but it's not journalistic. It's very much information briefing, intelligence digest, something that gives people hopefully the core information that they need. It's not all too heavy going, though. It's kept quite brief, and it also makes connections across issues, and it has a lighter side to it as well. It looks at what people are doing, the movement of people, and hopefully it's of use.
It obviously sounds of use, and it's something you subscribe to once, or is it a monthly, a yearly subscription model?
You can subscribe either as an individual or as an organisation. If you're an organisation, for example, the SQA subscribes, and mm-hmm. then their employees can all have access to it. There's a local authority that subscribes, and then they provide it to their head teachers, or an individual can take it. And it's available on a 6-month or an annual subscription.
So would you see yourself as a sort of, I mean, one of the things I've been talking to lots of people about today is the, if you look at the internet, there's a sort of information overload. Mm-hmm. And would you say you act as a sort of intelligent filter for that information?
That's a superb phrase to use. Can I use that?
Feel free.
Yes, and actually I also provide on the website, freely available because it's open source, a calendar of learning and skills events that are taking place in Scotland, so anybody can look on the website and see what's happening. And if they're having an event, running them an event themselves, and they want to make sure that it's picked up, then if they let me know the details, if I haven't picked it up already, I'd put it in the calendar.
And that website is that the ajenterprises.co.uk website?
That's right, yes. Okay. And be /events.
Yeah, so we'll pop that in the show notes to go along with this, because I think it is a very useful service, because you obviously list, this is disclosure here, we obviously list Radio Edutalk.
Absolutely.
Essential source of information and nonsense from Scottish educators. I mean, I'm really interested in this sort of thing at the moment, because folk who started using the internet a few years ago to harvest information, I mean, it always keeps coming up, the flood of information and how you get it and how you filter it. And it's a service I think we increasingly need, is somebody to say, right, this is good stuff, and that can be individuals you know or individuals you trust. Is it just yourself or your team, or?
I have to say it's mostly me. There's an associate at a distance that I have connections with Elaine Hendry at EMH Connect, who works out of London. She produces something which is very similar in the nature of the content to Informed Scotland. She produces something called UK Digest on the same basis as me, 10 times a year, double issues, December, January, and over the summer periods, although because hers is covering the whole UK, which tends to focus mostly on what's happening in England.
You can imagine.
Yeah. The two summer months that she covers are slightly different to the ones that I cover. But so we have, you know, we do try to help one another out, but on the whole, it is currently mostly me.
Yeah.
And it just entails a lot of scouring for information and just being, trying to keep well connected through other work that I'm involved with as well.
It sounds like it could be a really nice job in part, and then the tail end towards the issue, you're just maybe getting into a bit of a grind, it sounds.
That's next week for me, and with lots of things happening, including a very good conference today, I have to say. Next week is going to be quite tight, but the next issue is due out towards the end of next week. But interesting, you said that comment, made the comment about that kind of need for something like this. I don't think he'll mind me saying this, because I quote him on my website. Professor Graham Donaldson actually said that he thought this would actually fill the gap that was needed in the information system in Scotland, because it tries to bring together learning and skills right across the piece. Not just Tess does an extremely good job, and I would never try to rival Tess, but it does focus mostly on school and college. And this does try to bring in the business side as well, and the university end.
And I mean, certainly cross sort of in education, cross-sectoral information sometimes is surprisingly useful. Like taking something from an infant department in a primary school and applying it to your 6 years in a secondary school, sometimes that could work. You know, the same sort of activities. So I presume there would be some sort of cross-fertilisation that if I subscribe to it, then I would grab some business ideas might pop out and say, "Oh, right, that would be useful in my classroom or in my practice or whatever." Yes,
and for those business subscribers who take it to keep abreast of the kind of things that are happening in education, in schools, in higher education, the whole knowledge exchange area, converting good ideas from practice within education into business and into business ideas, but also into social enterprise. That's another area that is a very hot topic, and a lot of that sort of, it's a big part of everything that I do actually, is making connections between different organisations, different sectors, and I mean, case in point, I think Pedagoo, which I've just been at a session about, having heard about that a while ago and seen the model that they have there, thinking how well that would transfer to other professions. And there's a lot of nuggets like that within learning and skills across the piece that would be useful for other organisations and sectors to pick up on.
And this is not... this is slightly veering off the topic to a sort of personal interest. And just workflow for you, how do you gather that information? Do you use newspapers? Do you use RSS or things like that?
Yes. It's a lot of it is, I mean, I've been around for a long time.
Hard to believe.
Oh yeah, very nice. It's good to be on the radio. So I've been working in this area for 19 years as an independent, and prior to that within industry, so I kind of know the system pretty well, although it's changed beyond recognition from when I first started working in this area. But yes, I use newspapers. I also use websites, or regular websites that I look at. There are information news digests that come out from organisations like Education Scotland, and community development organisations, but they tend to be focused on their own sector for obvious reasons. So I pick and choose, or gather a lot of that together and then pick out the information that I think people ought to know about.
Sure.
Or would benefit from knowing about. Sometimes the difficult thing is to know what to leave out.
Yeah, well, I think then the trouble is then what you're doing is passing the flow on, and what we really want downstream is a nice wee filter that takes off the stuff that the high value.
Yes,
So I say it's like a filter or a gold panning or something, you know, you get the cascade and you get the good bits out. So we're here at the ACTS conference, Association of Chartered Teachers. Just maybe some reflections on the day. Did you go to sessions?
Yes, I did. I was sat in on all the plenary sessions, mm-hmm. Which have been really interesting, and Sir Tim Brighouse's session this morning was energising and full of quotable phrases and more reading. I also went to Katrina Oates' session on
Learning Rounds.
Thank you very much, yeah. Learning Rounds, which was also interesting because with my own background, originally I was in research, so my area of interest in evidence-based work is, I'm always interested to hear that kind of debate. So that was very interesting. Lots of people wanting to ask her questions and take her off topic, but she did really well keeping...
Learning Rounds is a thing I think occasionally I've had a grasp of and then it slips out of my fingers. It's quite a slippy concept unless you actually, I think, see it in action.
Mm-hmm.
And Katrina certainly, when I've talked to her, has explained it so that I understand it at least for as long as she's been talking to me. But it's kind of fascinating area.
Yeah, as a non-teacher, although I'm not, after listening to Tim Brighouse this morning, I'm not supposed to call myself a non-anything.
No, you're not a non-teacher. You're filtering information, so you're passing information on, and that's one way of teaching. That's one part of teaching, I think.
I guess providing a resource for teachers and others. But so I was interested in the roots that had, mm-hmm. Apparently coming from medical profession, and
that's where the rounds come from. Once I got that,
interesting thing they were saying was how dissimilar learning rounds are from the kind of consultancy rounds, mm-hmm. that you would imagine, where the hierarchy is very apparent, and the learning rounds aren't meant to have a hierarchy at all.
Yeah.
So that was really interesting how the professions have learned from one another.
Well, it's James Robertson Justice I always get the picture of, which probably as a giveaway. Carry On Doctor, was it Carry On Doctor or something like that, or
something
one of
like
these,
that,
these
yes.
songs. Yeah. So Learning Rounds, did you see anything else?
I mentioned I went to the session on the pedagogy, mm-hmm. session, which I'm a huge fan of.
Mm-hmm.
It was for teachers by teachers, and I'm sitting there and I'm not a teacher, but I think even as a parent,
mm-hmm.
It's so uplifting to see the huge amount of positive development and energy that comes out through Pedagoo and Pedagoo Friday.
And I think if you had a child of school age, these are the people you would really want to be teaching them, because and it doesn't really matter whether they're right or wrong at particular points, it's that the energy and the delight that they have in teaching, which is just lovely to see.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely, yes.
I've just lost my thread there because I was thinking back to Pedagoo. So how did you get involved with ACTS? You just invited... it's bizarre coincidences, you know, that get you involved in this.
It's probably you'd have to ask David Noble.
I have a feeling it's
partly to do with Twitter.
Mm-hmm.
I only started tweeting myself last year when, after being in business for 18 years, I finally launched a website. And then thought, well, the person who created my website for me said, you really ought to tweet,
mm-hmm.
Especially the kind of work that I do. And I've found Twitter as being it's extremely useful. But through Twitter, I was introduced to, or was following ACTS and David, and also way back, or earlier, not quite this time last year, a little bit beyond, maybe it was May last year, I was doing some work with Mike Kincaid and ELT Consultants and an event they had here, actually, at Stirling Management Centre, and I wrote the conference report, and I think David was at that and has a connection with Mike. So mine, it's slightly complicated, but I met with David and he was saying that he thought that the kind of things that I was doing would be of interest, well, mutual interest.
Yeah.
And obviously Radio EduTalk I've been including in the calendar and keeping an eye on and an ear on what you've been doing and the interesting things that come out of that. So everybody wearing so many different hats, it's very difficult sometimes to pin down exactly where a connection began.
I think to get back to teaching, it's really important for schools and educators to have connections outside of education. You know, if we just sit in the staff room, even if it was as lovely a staff room as Pettigrew would make, we've really got to take ideas and borrow ideas and people and talent from outside the education the education network. I mean, I'm sitting here in the Charter Teachers Conference, which has probably got, you know, certainly a level of cream of Scottish educators here, but we still, I think, need to go out and find people in different walks of life, business or agriculture, for instance, or whatever, and bring them in and have that sort of cross-fertilisation.
I couldn't agree more. I mean,
which, just to look back and sort of round off, kind of feeds into your newsletter, which is filter and hopefully a cross-fertilisation from infants to business, and say hopefully the business people will be learning from the nurseries and the nurseries will be learning from the business. Okay, thanks very much. That was great. We'll just leave, if you're listening live now, I think I might be back one more time in a wee while. We'll see you later. Cheers.